Joining us by phone is General Manager of Granite Peak, Vicki Bauman. The last three or four days have been much better for your line of work. You can make snow now.
We can actually make snow. It's wonderful. We had some warm temperatures there, but the cold temperatures, Mother Nature is definitely helping us out. So we're really working around the clock here, 24 hours. We've got a crew making lots and lots of snow.
One of the things about early season skiing is not every run is going to be up to snuff and ready to go. What's your projection as far as number of runs opening when you open this weekend?
Well, we're going to open on Saturday, and we really anticipate about 10 runs, which is pretty much the center of the mountain. And then we will be moving east and moving all the guns over to the east and start making snow over there. Our goal every year is to pretty much be 100% open during that Christmas holiday.
You've got a few new tools out there as well. I understand there's a major lift replacement, which is one of many in the past decade.
It's incredible, yes. Dasher is the name of our new lift. We took out Donner. Donner was our triple chair over there. It was a 9 to 10 minute ride up the mountain, and we have replaced it with Dasher, and it's a new high-speed quad, about 3 minute ride, so you're going to get some more ski time in, less ride time.
I haven't skied since I was in high school, so I have to ask. How do you run a high-speed chairlift without knocking people off the chair when they get on?
Oh, it comes around pretty slow. It gives you time to get on. It really does. That's what's nice about a high-speed detachable.
So it actually comes off the drag line to load up, and then you go back on.
Yeah, yep. So people are really excited about it. And, you know, we're real excited, too, because approximately 80% of our terrain is now covered with high-speed lifts. So our goal in the next 5 years is to have another high-speed lift over in the east. And so hopefully it's really going to bring a lot of people to Granite Peak.
Something that's really taken off in the last several years is snowboarding. What can we tell the boarders this weekend?
Well, this last weekend we actually had three features for the snowboarders. And this weekend we will have features on Sugar Maple, our terrain park, and Aspen, another terrain park. So there will be some features out there for the snowboarders, as well as great conditions for the skiers.
So everything is looking good for opening weekend.
It really is. Yeah, we're really excited. Let's just hope that we have a better season than last year, better temperatures, and, you know, having that 1 inch of snow and making the ground white is truly natural stimulation for everyone, all the winter enthusiasts. So it was really nice to see the natural snow as well.
Let's take a look at some of the residual effects. When you've got skiing going full bore in the wintertime, it's really good for the whole business community. You've got the hotels, the restaurants, the other activities. A lot of people come to town to do more than just ski, don't they?
They sure do. You know, we find a lot of families that come up, and part of the family will stay here and ski for the day. Others will go tubing for the day. A lot of people come up and just enjoy winter in Wisconsin. It's really great for the entire community.
Anything you'd like to add today?
Things are looking great. You know, I will mention, too, that Granite Peak actually has gift cards. They make a great Christmas gift, and it's kind of a gift that keeps on giving.
I know what I was going to ask you. When you're thinking about the gifts, talk a little bit about the season passes versus just showing up once in a while. At what point does a season pass become the most cost-effective way to enjoy the hill?
Every September, we have a season pass sale. An adult season pass is $354, and October 1, it does go up $50, and then again November 15th, it goes up again $50. But, you know, if you ski a lot, the season pass is definitely the way to go. However, locally, we have lots and lots of weekday specials. Every Tuesday, every Thursday, we offer two lift tickets for the price of one. Every Wednesday and every Saturday night from 4 to 9, we offer $15 lift tickets. So for those people that don't want to buy a season pass, they can certainly take advantage of our weekday specials as well. However, those specials are not good during the Christmas holiday or President's Weekend.
So a lot of the local skiers can probably make some good time and good deals going on the weekdays.
Oh, they sure can. Absolutely, yes. So, you know, we sell a lot of season passes, but we also have a lot of people come up and take advantage of our daily specials.
What time does everything open this weekend?
On Saturday, we're going to be open 9 to 9. Sunday, 9 to 4. Next week, we will be open Tuesday through Friday, nights only, 4 to 9, beginning December 8th. Which is Saturday. we're open for the duration of the season, regular season, regular hours.